morning. I'm Trent Haggard. I'm the cotton sales and marketing team leader for Case IH, and I want to talk to you briefly in the next 10 minutes about the cotton yield monitor system on our Module Express 625. First of all, the design premise of the cotton yield monitor from Case IH was for an intuitive operator interface for doing three things: monitoring the cotton yield, monitoring the module formation, and optimizing module placement in the field. In the next few minutes, I'll go through the design criteria in more detail, talk about the base system, the GPS options available, the touchscreen, a little brief tutorial, and talk about end-of-row management and data utilization of the data that you get from the Module Express yield monitor system. First, here's the design criteria. We're going to use this in a computer area network-based system. We obviously wanted good accuracy, accuracy within 3% of what gen yield data would show. We wanted advanced diagnostic capabilities, so to be able to have that communication. We wanted our dealer network to very simply and easily be able to service the system. We want to facilitate easy data movement between machines or the farm office, or even potentially your consultant for managing the inputs. We wanted to provide the real-time harvest management information, as in load size or module weight. The hardware compatibility that we aim to have would be usable across all the Case IH AFS platforms or the Trimble platforms. We would use common software interface across all the applications, and again, allow optimum module placement at the end of the row for convenient module truck loading. This is an option now in 2008, as well as 2007, for the Cotton Express 620 from the factory, or standard on the Module Express 625. This is a picture of some of the components of the base system. So if you order the base system on either a 620 or the standard system on the 625, you get the AFS Pro 600 yield monitor touchscreen. You get the optical sensors that you see in the cotton conveyor chutes, and you receive all the mounting brackets installed in the chutes, in the cab, as well as the actual bracket for the monitor itself. It's factory pre-wired, and you also receive the AFS desktop software. When enabled fully with a GPS receiver, you obviously get more detailed data. So the question at that point is, how detailed data do you want? Submeter accuracy, down to 3-inch accuracy. That depends on which receiver you're going to install in the system. You could receive or take a receiver from either the Magnum, like in the picture shown, and maybe it's on the Magnum 3/4 of the year, and now you're using it on your harvester and you're sharing that cost, or potentially you even have a Trimble system that, again, you're able to share the cost of the receiver and install it on the harvester. This is only 46 of the selectable options that you can use to customize either the on-screen in-cab viewing or the data management that you choose. So obviously, I'll walk you through just a few of these. You can pick different parameters that you measure area control. We don't do it very often, but maybe if you have very severe yields, you're actually qualifying where it's first or second pick. If you're looking at the bale counter, there may be different parameters that you want to use. If you're looking at the flow rate, maybe you choose mass versus bales. If you're looking at yield, again, maybe you choose mass versus bales. Rows picked, the 625 is offered in either 4-row, 5-row, or 6-row configuration. Obviously, it can be changed even during the season in, say, a custom harvesting operation, so you'd want to be able to modify that. The time worked or work rate, maybe you have several operators in one operation. You want to manage or see that data and record that for management of personnel. You look at exactly which operator is running which machine. Maybe you run multiple per persons in a set machine in a given day. Potentially, you want to name the vehicle. Potentially, you're doing custom harvesting and you want to name the grower, or you're a landlord and you want to change the grower's cell there. Which farm or field it is, check the crop type, whether it's Pima, upland, or maybe organic. And last but not least, other customized fields, whether it be task or tags. So this is an example of an actual screenshot of the AFS Pro 600 in a Module Express. In this case, it's my field, I'm the grower, and you see this would be my Rhodes field. This is an 80-acre field, so I chose to just simply name it 80. In this case, I'm not harvesting Pima, I'm harvesting upland cotton, I've changed that. Obviously, my area control is on, I am in the field, and my headers are down. I'm in harvest mode rather than transport mode, and you can see I've chosen a quarter scale map. The map could be chosen to be one of three different scales. It could be as shown, or it could be half of the screen that you'd see from the cab, or it could be all of the screen. So you can see, in this case, I'm proceeding across the field, and I'm about halfway across. The other data over on the left-hand side is showing and confirming that I am receiving and recording data, that I obviously have a good GPS signal, and then the green arrow is showing that my drums are down in the harvest position. In this case, you can see I have a ground speed of 5 miles an hour. I've picked about 9.25 acres since my last set of the data. I've got a really nice yield. And at this case, of particular relevance is that weight. At that point in the field, as I'm going about halfway across, I'm looking halfway across to the next end row, I see I have 9,100 pounds in my module weight on board. And if I optimize 10,000 pound module weight, I obviously know I'm going to make that next end row, optimally place it on the end of the row, turn around in about 70 seconds and be back into harvest. So again, through the yield monitor, I've achieved, one, the optimal module weight, two, I've planned the unload point, three, I've optimally placed it for the gin or the truck to pick it up and take it to the gin. And 90% of the time with a Case IH Module Express 625, you will reach the end of the row. Furthermore, you're recording this data. You're able to take it with the card, download and print field maps, overlap data with like the fertility maps or different irrigation potential readings like some of the preceding presenters showed on the screen. Overlap that, and then eventually be able to manage weed populations, irrigation practices, fertility programs, and then with all that data, sum it up, customize through variable rate planting, variable rate fertilizer application, or potentially variable chemical application. What does that mean? It means an increase to your return on investment because you won't be spreading more fertilizer than is necessary, but exactly what you need to focus on your management tool that you're trying to apply to maximize your yield. We're very proud of the cotton yield monitor in the Module Express. It has won one of two AE50 awards that we received this year, and obviously the other was for the Case IH Module Express 625. So obviously it's a nice pair, a nice tandem to be in every cotton field in the U.S. Cotton Belt. I ask you to come see us again. We have another session at 1:30 tomorrow, and we'll talk more about the cotton harvesting solutions from Case IH, or come see us in our booth downstairs in the Cotton Foundation exhibit area. Thank you.